That is the school bell for session number 474 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. You need to get your Bibles at this time and be turning it to Exodus chapter 14. I'll begin reading in verse 21 to catch us up to where we are, and I'll read through verse 24, and then we will proceed with Elam's notes on these passages, and we'll probably be completing this Sunday school lesson today about Israel crossing the Red Sea. This was a Sunday school lesson that was written for the Sunday schools of January 27th, 1924. And so turn Exodus chapter 14. And while you're doing that, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now, if your Bible is open, Exodus chapter 14, beginning in verse 21, and the class now begins. Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and Jehovah caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all the night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon dry ground, and on the waters were a wall unto them, on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went after them into the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass in the morning watch that Jehovah looked forth upon the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of the fire and of the cloud, and discomforted the host of the Egyptians. I'll read Exodus 14:25, and they drove them heavily. And they so that the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for Jehovah fighteth for them against the Egyptians." The Egyptians thought they could go where the Israelites went, and so they pursued in their folly. We read in verse 24 of the morning watch. It is said at that time there was from 2 o'clock until sunrise. Jehovah saw the Egyptians at all times, but the expression that he looked forth upon the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of cloud must mean the destruction he visited upon them, for he discomforted them. God caused the Egyptian chariot wheels to run off, and they drove them heavily. They dragged in the sand. The Egyptians recognized the hand of God in this and confessed it was useless to pursue the Israelites any further. In Exodus 14:26 and 27, we read, Jehovah said unto Moses, "Stretch out now thy hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their horsemen and their chariots." And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its strength. When the morning appeared, the Egyptians fled against it, and Jehovah overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. With the Israelites safe on the other side, God commanded Moses to stretch forth his hand over the sea, which he did. And the waters at once returned and overflowed all the Egyptians. They fled against it, but could not escape. And Jehovah overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Exodus 14:28-31. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen, even all the host of Pharaoh that went in after them into the sea. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea. And the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus Jehovah saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw the great work which Jehovah did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared Jehovah, and they believed in Jehovah and in his servant Moses. Back to Elam's notes we read, "This was done when the morning appeared, and the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen, even all the host of Pharaoh that went in after them into the sea. There remained not so much as one of them." When we read the 77th Psalm, verses 16 through 20 describes a fearful storm of rain, whirlwind, lightning, and thunder which swept down upon the Egyptians. From all this, the Israelites were protected. The clouds which covered them was not a rain cloud. Thus Jehovah saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And the people feared Jehovah, and they believed in Jehovah and in his servant Moses. Then followed the happy and triumphant song of deliverance in Exodus chapter 15. The victory was ascribed to Jehovah. Jehovah triumphed gloriously. He threw the horse and his rider into the sea. Jehovah was the strength and salvation of Moses. Jehovah was his God and his father's God. For these reasons, Moses praised and exalted him. I would like to read that song that they sang on the far side of the Red Sea after they had been delivered out of Egypt. It is Exodus chapter 15, beginning in verse 1. "Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto Jehovah, and spake, saying, I will sing unto Jehovah, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. Jehovah is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. Jehovah is a man of war. Jehovah is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host hath he cast into the sea, and his chosen captains are sunk in the Red Sea. The deeps cover them. They went down into the depth like a stone. Thy right hand, O Jehovah, is glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Jehovah, dasheth in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou overthrowest them that rise up against thee. Thou sendest forth thy watch. It consumeth them as stubble, and with the blast of thy nostrils the waters were piled up. The flood stood upright as a heap. The depths were concealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be satisfied upon them. When I draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with the wind. The sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Jehovah, among the gods? Who is like unto thee? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. Thou stretchest out thy right hand. The earth swalloweth them. Thou in thy loving kindness hast led the people that thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength to thy holy habitation. The peoples come, the peoples have heard, they tremble. Pangs have taken hold on the inhabitants of Philistia. Then were the chiefs of Edom dismayed, the mighty men of Moab, trembling, taketh hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan are melted away. Terror and dread falleth upon them. By the greatness of thine arm, they are still as a stone. Till thy people pass over, O Jehovah, till all the people pass over that thou hast purchased. Thou wilt bring them in, and wilt plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, the place, O Jehovah, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in, the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. Jehovah shall reign forever and ever. For the horses of Pharaoh went in with his chariots, and with his horsemen into the sea, and Jehovah brought back the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel walked on dry land in the midst of the sea. We read next how Miriam took up the refrain. It says that Miriam the prophetess in Exodus chapter 15 and verse 20, the sister of Aaron, took a tremble in her hand. And all the women went out with her with trembles and with dances. And Miriam answered them, Sing ye to Jehovah, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he hath thrown into the sea. This salvation of Israel is a type of salvation of sin. This was God's salvation. He was the author of it. In this way, he saved Israel. But he saved them only when they went forward in obedience to him. Paul says they were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. All this was a type of our deliverance from the bondage of sin through Christ. God sent Moses to deliver Israel. He sent Jesus to deliver us. Moses worked miracles to convince that Israel that God had sent him, Exodus 4, 27 through 31. Jesus worked miracles to convince the world that God had sent him, John chapter 3 and in verse 2. Here in Exodus 4, 27 through 31, we read, that Jehovah said unto Aaron, Go into the wilderness to meet Moses. And he went and met him in the mount of God and kissed him. And Moses told Aaron all the words of Jehovah wherewith he had sent him, and all the signs wherein he had charged him. And Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel. And Aaron spake all the words which Jehovah had spoken unto Moses, and did the signs in the sight of the people. And the people believed when they heard Jehovah had visited the children of Israel, and that they had seen their affliction. Then they bowed their heads and worshipped. And so also Jesus did miracles, that we might believe. John chapter 3 and verse 2 says, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs except God be with him. In John 5 and verse 36, we read, The witness which I have is greater than that of John. For the works which the Father hath given me to accomplish, the very works that I do bear witness of me, that the Father hath sent me. In John 14 and verse 11, Jesus said, Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. And John wrote in John 20, 30, and 31, Many other signs therefore did Jesus in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life in his name. The Israelites believed in and followed Moses. All must believe in and follow Jesus. The Israelites turned away from Egypt. All must repent of sins and turn away from the world. The Israelites followed the way God led and were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And all must follow where God leads and be baptized into Christ. Galatians 3, 26 and 27 says, For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you as were baptized into Christ. And Jesus said, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Now we're going to pick up there with our next class because we don't want to miss any of this. And in our next class, we'll complete this, comparing this salvation of Israel to ours. The old schoolmaster says you can be dismissed.